Down in the deep, when your brain goes numb, you can call that mental freeze. When these people talk too much, put that in slow motion, yeah, I feel.
This is Ottawa Now with Christy Cameron on News Talk 580 CFRA. Question of the day on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Should we increase parking rates in downtown Ottawa to encourage people to take transit? 580, 580, it has been a very lively day on the text board. Many of you texting into the show, and I'll say overwhelmingly, the answer has been no. We're talking about pushing people onto transit. But many of you are asking, what if it pushes them out of downtown instead? And people just say, listen, it's already too expensive. If the price of parking goes up, I'll just stay home. Now, again, I just want to reiterate, I'm a supporter of public transit. I use it every single day. I paid $125 this month, and I'll pay $125 next month. Most days, 5 days a week, I take transit. Now, today, I drove because I'm a hybrid. And this speaks to the problem with our transit system. The fact that today I knew I've got an appointment after work, and I'm not going to take the bus home, the bus to the LRT, and then walk at 9 p.m. because it would take at least over an hour, and that's if the bus shows up. And many of you are pointing to that as a problem. The fact that the buses are not reliable, right? And that's the core of the issue. In my opinion, you've got to fix the transit system before we penalize people for driving downtown. If you live in Orleans or Barrhaven, this just isn't doable. Unless you got all the time in the world and the weather isn't poor. In inclement weather, when you're trying to get somewhere on a schedule, really doesn't make sense. And that is why we see people driving down. When there are big events, for example, back in the summer, when we had the fireworks, Drake and I came down on the weekend. We really plotted it out because we wanted to come down, have a drink, watch the fireworks. And I knew that it was going to be a parking bonanza down here. In fact, some of our friends were trying to meet us to see the fireworks. They didn't even make it in time because they were just driving around in circles and they couldn't find parking. We took the train, we took the bus, and we got here and we really enjoyed it. But the problem is the bus comes something like once every 40 minutes. The schedule is whacked on the weekend. And the evenings, it's not really much better. So this is a hot topic, and it really stood out to me, and I think I come to it from a pretty unique vantage point, which is that I do both, right? I take the transit and I drive. And one of the main reasons, we don't want to buy two cars. I don't want to buy another car. We're a one-car household. That's why I take transit. But it's also because of the exorbitant parking fees. So yes, it's true. If you raise parking fees, maybe people don't drive down here. But maybe they just don't come at all. Because if they live in a corner of the city where it's not easy to get on a bus, then why would they? Why would they? I'll stay in Barrhaven. That's what I'll do. Thanks. Toodaloo. I'm not going to come down and shop at your boutique. I'll stay in Barrhaven. It's easier for me. Right? We got to be realistic about this. Let's be realistic about it. Let's get to what was said. The reason this all came about at the debate last night was because Ecology Ottawa asked a question of the candidates, and they asked, would you implement a congestion tax like the $19 per car that they do in London, England, where they say if you're going into this ultra low emission zone, you better pay up. And even the guy Brandon Bay, who I had on the show, who wants to increase parking rates to pay for transit, he said no. That's not going to fly. That's not going to work. It's not really a good system. But he did say he's on board with raising parking fees. And he said if they were not $3 an hour, but $9 an hour, then we could decrease the cost of riding the bus. When I had him on earlier, I challenged him on that. I said, is this really fair to people who live in the suburbs, for people who do not have good bus access? In the winter, is it realistic, and I didn't say this to him, but I'll say it now, is it realistic to tell somebody with two kids, bundle your kids up in snowsuits and wait for a bus that doesn't come and then stand there until one does and then go downtown to shop or do your business? Is that really realistic? What he said to me was this. He said raising parking prices in the area would help to balance who contributes to the city's traffic and road budget.
Just to like compare the numbers a little bit, the city's traffic and road budget right now is about $500 million a year. And last year they pulled about $11 million in parking fees, which is, you know, it's about 2% of the budget. But we're charging transit riders about 20% of the budget to maintain transit. And so it's just about bringing a little more balance towards this and moving towards all of those great benefits of encouraging people to use transit and making it accessible while, you know, encouraging road users to pay for the roads like we expect for so many other city services that we offer.
So he was saying make it $9 an hour. And I put that to him. I said, if you're down here for 5 hours, it's pretty simple math. It's $45. You're down here for longer than 5 hours. This is becoming unaffordable. And he said, I get it. We would wait until transit is better. I said, when would we wait until? He said, well, let's see how stage two turns out. Because he agreed we do need better transit service. That's at the core of his plan, he said. But he said, in order for the numbers to make sense, ultimately, we would need to bump the price of parking downtown to $9 an hour compared to the $3 an hour, or roughly $3 an hour, that drivers are paying now.
We've built transit in a way that, you know, there are great park and rides at all the places that don't have good transit access, so you can leave your car there and take the cheap or free transit in instead and save that $45. You know, now it's one instead. Or if we, you know, offer other options for people that are tighter, like low-income residents or people that live downtown and need this parking all the time, we can offer a permit system that's either much cheaper or free, depending on their circumstances. We can mitigate a lot of the people who are required to be downtown having to pay this burden.
Catherine McKenney didn't say that the money should be used for transit, but did say expensive parking, and they didn't say how much more. They didn't specify a dollar amount. They just said, if you're paying more for parking, that is a good way to reduce congestion.
So on congestion charging, I think that you have to have a well-functioning transit system and options. And today, the best way to provide for congestion charging, I believe, is to increase parking fees in your downtown.
Mark Sutcliffe answered in French in a statement today. He said, in my view, raising parking fees for visitors to our downtown, including places like the Byward Market, Elgin Street, Preston Street, will discourage people rather than encourage them to come to our downtown core. And he went on to say small businesses that he's spoken with have been clear that they want to bring more people that are out in the suburbs into the downtown core, especially because we have fewer people that are commuting downtown for work. He said, now more than ever, we have to have a downtown that is accessible and affordable for everyone, traveling by all modes of transportation. Noor Qadri, another one of the mayoral candidates, was there last night and said, until we can make it affordable and reliable, he's against charging cars extra to come downtown.
I teach at the Academy of Diplomacy in London at Loughborough University. Just once I have used a car there. Every other time I've used the tube because it's reliable and it is affordable. And when we do it reliable and affordable in Ottawa, everybody will take it and we will be avoiding the congestions that we have in downtown. And I'm against charging taxes on cars that come because until we provide people with that affordability and reliability with public transit.
Bob Chiarelli didn't say whether or not he supported raising parking fees, but was focused on the public transit system and infrastructure, which he said is not working well.
We need to give them a real overhaul, a real assessment, and almost start all over again. They don't have enough buses, okay, or they don't have enough operators. They're not functioning. So a new council and a new mayor are going to have to really do an assessment of LRT public transit and OC Transpo bus transit. They're not functioning. They're not financially viable. We got to fix them.
Should we increase parking rates? I'd say right now, no, because it's punitive to people who do not have good bus service. You're saying to them, pay $9, come down $9 an hour, and they don't have a better option. If we eventually one day had a remarkably good, smooth, reliable transit system and people could hop on in Orleans and come downtown, well, then I'm listening. And I would love to get there. I'm a proponent of transit. I use it every day. I'm a hybrid. I said that. But right now, we just don't have that. Let's get to you. Pat Nicastro, the owner of La Bottega and the executive member of the Byward Market BIA, was on the show and said, this is out to lunch.
I think it's disgusting that he wants the small businesses that have suffered and that we're still suffering. And like he's saying how bad it is downtown, why would he add to that? So we're completely against this, and we think it's ludicrous. And anybody running for the mayor that's going for this, we're against it completely.
If anything, he said right now, because it's been so difficult for downtown business through the pandemic and everything else, he said this is just going to scare people away. If anything, make the parking free, make it an incentive to lure people into the downtown core.
Downtown is transit, it's people walking, it's people biking, but it's also a lot of people driving. Whether we like it or not, they do drive, and we need that. They're a big part of our customer base, an important part. So we can't take that away, and we can't scare them. I mean, everybody wants this perfect world where it's all transit, but unfortunately, Ottawa, where we live, the climate here in this city, it doesn't account for that. So people do drive, and they need areas to stop and park.
Don drives for Uber Eats, and he said the idea of getting people to use transit by increasing the parking, hey, not a bad idea, if you have a reliable transit system.
The example of London, where they do the toll on the cars, it only works because London has an effective, cheap, useful transit system. We don't have that right now. We don't have that anywhere in this country, to be honest with you.
So he said if people had a reliable way to get downtown, then perhaps it would be a different conversation. But he said the businesses that are situated down here wouldn't be as impacted.
I don't think the businesses would suffer all that much if people could get down there to do that. And as far as the 15-minute neighborhoods go, like I know you mentioned, you might as well stay in Barrhaven. Okay, that's great, but I mean, tourists aren't going to go to Barrhaven.
Janice, who lives in Renfrew, says if the prices for parking in downtown Ottawa were to go up, she would be discouraged from visiting.
Probably wouldn't come downtown unless I was staying overnight and could park at the hotel and it was included, you know, or there's a small fee. I don't mind a fee to park. But this gentleman hasn't thought this out. He's discouraging tourism from the outlying areas.
She said if she's coming downtown to shop, she needs a vehicle not only to get around, but to help her out in other ways.
Specifically, it's the shopping, I guess, that irks me. I don't know about you. When I go shopping often, I'm in the stores, I get a bunch of stuff. Sometimes I have to go and put my purchases in the vehicle, and then I'm back out shopping again. You can't do that, or you can't plan to spend the whole day, because as soon as you buy something big or heavy, then you know you've got to lug it around all day.
Alan in Nepean says no to raising parking fees. Parking lots will suffer, businesses suffer. If anything, they should be lowered. Chris says at a time when businesses are hurting, why would anybody think it's a good idea to increase parking rates? How many people take the bus on a dinner date? Even better, on a first date. I just got out of my parents' basement, jumped on the bus to go on a first date with someone, and it didn't work out. Let's really impress them. Take the bus. Get real. Okay. I think we're being a little harsh here. People in metropolitan cities, like I was just, well, not just, in March, I was in Columbia. People do take the transit system to go on a first date. Families take it to go home. In New York and other cities, I'm not saying their transit systems are comparable. They are not, which is the heart of the problem. But people do take the subway in the UK, in London. They take it to work. They take it to dinner. They take it to the pub. And it wouldn't be embarrassing. It would just be normal. It would be a normal part of your culture. But we don't actually have the transit system to back it up. Aaron in Kanata says the parking rates are already too high. Increasing them further is only going to drive people to shop in their suburbs. Mark in Ottawa says they need to get the train and buses reliable and dependable before even considering that. And another texter says another nail in the coffin for downtown Ottawa. Why should the cars subsidize the bus service? I fear that small business will get destroyed. Right. And Shannon says, I think this is out to lunch. Come from Kingston, get 15 minutes from downtown, park your car to tour the city because your car is evil. Dave in Ottawa says, this transit plan will kill the downtown businesses that are here. I'm not going to go downtown to the gym or a restaurant anymore under a system like that. Just doesn't make sense. Paloma says, yeah, that's right. Try to tell a traveling family with young kids or seniors to park and ride. No, I used to take transit for work and it was direct transit. Sorry, but transit from the middle of nowhere is more than unreliable. The cost of transit is already quite expensive. Riders won't ride when the system isn't reliable. There you go. Wow, that was a busy one. Thank you for texting in. Appreciate all of your messages. We got to cap it there.
3, 2, 1.
Lights. Here we go. Camera. Stand by to action.
Now, Mr. Hollywood's movie picks.
No, you're not confused. We are doing Mr. Hollywood on a Thursday today. Matt Damaris, Mr. Hollywood, joins us early. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, there you go. A little change of pace. Happy Thursday, everybody. But yeah, we're going to talk movies because, Christy, I don't know if you know this, this week, if you're a movie fan, there's actually a lot of different offerings, okay, different genres to play with.
Well, yeah. I'm happy to hear that because I was a little dismayed at the choices last week. It kind of felt like slim pickings. Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm very excited for these movies you have lined up. I really am.
Yeah, I think it's a great lineup. I think, you know what, I'm a big horror connoisseur when it comes to scary movies. It's spooky season, Chrissy. So I think it's apropos that we start with a movie called Smile.
What is it you like to talk about?
My patient. Hi. I know you're nervous. I just want to have a chat.
I'm seeing something no one else can see except for me. It's smiling at me.
No! Oh my God! No!
Yesterday, a patient in your care died brutally in front of you.
I need to find an explanation for what happened.
It's smiling at me.
Okay, I really don't like that. And I've just looked up a picture, and there's
so
Caitlin
good.
Stacy. And the way that she is grimacing is the only way. It's not a smile.
It's so
a
creepy.
Grimace.
It's awesome.
I hate it. And also the disclaimer on this review, I haven't read anything else about it, but I've already X'd out of it because they say trigger warning. Anybody who cannot bear to see harm done to pets should probably avoid it.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
Out.
Yeah, there is that. One.
I'm out.
Here's the thing. They've done a really great job of promoting this. I'm sure some of your listeners have probably seen, you know, those images. They actually had some plants at the Blue Jays game. People in the audience with the creepy smile.
Pardon me?
Yeah.
You mean real people?
Yeah. So they had them in the audience smiling creepily as a kind of a promotion. I thought that was kind
actors
of
wandering around with creepy smiles.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Is it their
for
real
this.
Teeth or they're just making a strange face?
That's their smile. That's the whole thing. So here's the thing. Watching
it's
the trailer,
time to see an orthodontist. If that's your smile, some orthodontia is in order. That is nothing. You know what? Their teeth actually look perfectly straight. It's the weird way that why are they like this?
If you see them smile, maybe an exorcist is in order. Skip the dentist. Here's the thing, though, Christy. I thought this would be kind of a cheap, gimmicky thing and like, yeah, I get the jump scares. But you know what? There is so much more to this movie than I thought. It's actually.
Yes!
It's really great, and I'm not alone. I'm hearing a lot of people praise this film. We've got a lot of great offerings this year for horror, and this is another one. And you've got this really great performance by Sosie Bacon. She plays a psychiatrist, and she's dealing with people that are very disturbed and dealing with trauma. And, of course, she goes through the ordeal. I'm not going to give any spoilers, and the smile obviously comes into play. Terrible things happen. You already mentioned the thing with the pet. But there's so much creepy imagery. It's a deep cut horror film that will get you. I had, you know, I watch all the horror movies and I had a little trouble sleeping at night. So 8 flaming thumbs out of 10.
It's on fire, Christy.
Danny's excited.
I'm so excited.
I don't think I can do this. But you know what I can do? The Sanderson sisters. Because I loved Hocus Pocus, the original. Before we play the trailer, is this the original cast?
Yeah.
They're back. They're all back.
Yes.
Happy 16th birthday, child.
I have a gift for my favorite customers. Legend has it, it's on the 16th birthday that a witch gets her powers.
So is it Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, it's the trio?
It's the trio.
It's
and
the
you know
OG.
What?
Sorry, getting real excited.
No, it's exciting because people, that movie, Hocus Pocus, is a cult classic every year.
Oh, it's
around
so
the
good.
Time. They promote the heck out of it. Mm-hmm. Disney Plus, by the way, is where you're going to find this one, the sequel. So you don't need to go to the theater if you subscribe to Disney Plus. Watch it at home. And yeah, they're all back and they look great. I don't know who does the makeup and the costume. It looks like, man, it's like a
Eternity suits them. Yes.
Yeah. So, but here's the thing, is the movie any good? Well, I'll just say this, you know, campy nostalgia is a wonderful thing. And this movie is jam packed with the campiest nostalgia. It's a witchful delight and you can tell that everyone's having a blast. You know, they're all great and they're, you know, they're chewing the scenery, but that's what we wanted out of it. This is a movie that knows what the audience wants, and they give it to us. There's a few actual kind of smart little things that they do with the story itself, so I think that'll please fans. But it's just really fun to watch. It's an easy, breezy watch right in time for Halloween. I hated what they did with Home Alone, mm-hmm. but I was a little cautious. I'm like, oh, no, they're doing all these sequels.
Yeah.
They nailed this one really well done. 7.5
Yes.
Plenty of thumbs out of 10.
So the criticism is there's too much reliance on nostalgia. Why do we keep resurrecting things? Let's do something different and new, but sometimes it can be fun.
Sometimes it can be fun if it's done right. And if the big part of the original one was the original cast. So when you were like, are they back? Is it really them?
Yes.
That's the key. If Bette Midler wasn't in and they had someone else or Jessica Parker or Kathy Najimy, it wouldn't work. You had to get them all back, and they're having a blast.
So here's the thing with Hocus Pocus with me. I had the VHS, and I watched it so much. I'm talking like to the point where
it was worn out.
It was worn out. It was chewed out in the middle. There's a whole scene where you can hear the volume, the
something
audio.
Something wrong with it?
Yeah, and you can't see anything, but at least you can hear a little bit of what's being said. And I still have it at home, and it's
you wore it down with love.
There was a year I just watched that and Casper.
My best friend last night, this final movie, said to me, Chris, I need you to watch this movie because this is, I'm sorry to taint this going in, but I haven't seen it yet. She said, I didn't read much going in. This is the worst movie I've ever seen.
Oh,
that is
okay.
What she said to me. And
let's
she was so worked up about this movie. She said, please promise me you will go home. You will watch this movie. Do not turn it off. Don't fall asleep.
No.
I need you to watch this movie. And then we have to talk about it. And she would not say anything beyond that. She's talking about Blonde.
Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe. Face doing another scene with Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn doesn't exist. When I come out of my dressing room, I'm Normie Jean. I'm still her when the camera's rolling.
Yeah, so this one's on Netflix, by the way. So if you do want to watch it, it's actually already up. Netflix has this one up. You probably heard all about it. Mm-hmm. Blonde, Ana de Armas taking on the famous role of Marilyn Monroe, Norma Jean, of course, her real name. And it's got slapped with an NC-17 rating, which is also kind of strange. But I've seen far worse in R-rated like movies, so don't worry about that. I think what's dividing people, and this is the most divisive movie, I think, in a long time, is the subject matter and the way it's portrayed. It is the most, and I watched this when I was suffering from a bit of a stomach flu, so I was already pretty miserable, but this might be the most miserable movie that you will see. It's bleak.
Because of the violence, some of the scenes.
Everything. Marilyn Monroe, the portrayal here is that she is, so don't expect this to be this kind of bright, bubbly nod to the portrayals that she did in movies. That's not what this is. This is her tragic life. This is, you know, the sorrow.
Did you find it degrading?
The trauma.
Did you think it was exploitation? Because, you know, that's the thing with Marilyn Monroe or some of these other movies. People are very critical of it because they say, okay, everybody knows her story. Everybody was infatuated with her. But this is not very nice. This is an ugly way to do it.
Ugly is the word to use because that every scene, every incident, everything that's depicted here is, you know, it's ugly to watch. It's probably the hardest movie I had to sit through.
And I have to sit through this movie. I've made a promise to watch this movie.
It's
sounds like a great way to spend my night alone.
But Christy, here's the thing.
Okay.
And I just want people to know that going in. And obviously, some of the stories, there's a lot of it's imagined. It's all kind of based on hearsay. We won't know the real truth, of course. But the performance is a knockout. Ana de Armas is wonderful. I love what
really?
She did there. Technically, it's well done. I mean, they do these wonderful black and white cinematography. It's a big old chef's kiss. It's going to leave a big pit in your stomach. I think it's worth the watch. I think it's bold. It's, you know, just go into it and experience something completely different. I'm going to go 7. I'm 7 flaming thumbs out of 10. Might shock some people for Blonde.
All right. I think I'll stick with Hocus Pocus 2.
Yeah.
That and seems smile. More my speed.
I'll give you a nice smile, Christy.
No, thank you.
You're welcome.
No, thanks. Yeah. Mouth closed. I don't want to see any smiles, any creepy smiles in the studio. Just look up Google smile for the people that are listening.
I feel like they maybe photoshopped her smile a bit to make it look a little
it
more
looks
creepy.
Stretched.
Yeah.
It's quite menacing. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. That is the stuff of nightmares. Matt Damaris, Mr. Hollywood, thank you so much.
Thanks, Christy.
This is Ottawa Now with Christy Cameron on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Every week, you can enter at CFRA.com for your chance to win $100 in Lotto 649 with Encore Lottery tickets. That's with the new Lotto 649. Saturday's gold ball jackpot is $20 million bucks, or the guaranteed $1 million, plus the classic jackpot of $5 million. Today's winner, Debbie Jane.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner!
Congratulations, Debbie. You just won yourself that voucher. You too can be a winner. Go to our website, CFRA.com. And that's it today for our show. Thanks so much for spending the last 4 hours with us. We are not live tomorrow, but we do have live programming. Andrew Pinsent will be here, and he will be at the microphone hosting some very special truth and reconciliation coverage on our station. We've also got an hour of content from our show that I think is really important to listen to for a day of reflection. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week.